Residents of Kachemak Bay haven't seen a jet ski in their neck of the woods in 10 years since the state outlawed personal watercraft in the bay. That's why heads were turning at the Homer Harbor Monday when a group of five men on jet skis pulled up to the dock. KBBI's Aaron Selbig reports.
In the summertime, Homer sees more than its share of hardy adventurers who pick the end of the road as the final destination for their various journeys. But jet skiing? That's a new one. It turns out the five men from California, Idaho, Montana, Louisiana, and Petersburg, Alaska are about 1,700 miles into a jet ski journey from Ballard, Washington, all the way to Nome. And it hasn't been easy, as anyone who is following their video blog at seadoadventures.com can plainly see. First, there was the blown head gasket.
Are not good right this second with the Dangerous Waters crew. We will keep going.
Then the time they got stuck at low tide on a riverbed near Gastineau Channel.
Boom, up on the sandbars we went, and now we're going to be sitting here for a couple hours waiting for the tide to come.
And of course, the high-tech video camera that was dropped in the harbor in Petersburg.
I'm a little bit worried, though, if there's a sea lion down there that's got a bad reputation for being a little nippy.
Any expedition, you're going to have snags. We just happen to have a group that can handle the snags, and everybody has the attitude that we will not fail. We will make it all the way to Nome.
That's the determined and upbeat leader of the expedition, Stephen Mall from Sacramento, California. He says the group left Washington State on June 15th, but mechanical problems have set them back almost a week and forced them to change their plans more than a few times. That includes Monday, when a sinking ski forced them to detour to Homer. Charles Davis is the chief mechanic for the group. He says pulling into Kachemak Bay, where jet skis have been outlawed by the state of Alaska since 2001, was not part of the original plan.
We actually had a ski that was sinking. It was taking on some water, and so we're kind of taking care of that situation right now. I got to tell you, I was really surprised, though. We've had a few people have said, hey, you know, you're not allowed to bring jet skis in here.
Yeah.
What's up with that? Me, my attitude was like, you know, screw those guys. I'm born and raised in Alaska. When you're out on the water and you need help, you go to where you can get help. That's the Alaska way. And for them to tell us we can't, I got to tell you, I copped a little bit of an attitude about it at first. And that's kind of the way I felt about it. I'm like, you know, what kind of impression does that make on people? You know, you're not welcome here.
Davis says that once they explained their mechanical situation, the handful of folks who gave them a warning in Homer backed off. Some of them even offered help. Still, Davis obviously doesn't think much of the anti-personal watercraft rule in Kachemak Bay.
These little crafts, they're very well emissions-wise, you know. It's not like you're pumping oil out of your bilge and, you know. And they're quiet, you know. Three of us here have been in the fishing industry here in Alaska, and we know what goes on the water and what comes off these big boats. And for something like this that really doesn't make much of an impact, it seemed a little silly, but everybody's been really nice here.
Charles Davis's brother Wes is busy working on some electrical issues on one of the other jet skis.
Yeah, our goal is to get out to Kodiak, depending on the weather, work our way out to Dutch, and then come back in, cross over the Bristol Bay side, cross over that, and then come back in towards mainland Alaska and start heading north towards Nome. That's the goal.
Part of Wes Davis's job is carting around the cameraman, Andrew Mazzella. Mazzella says the experience of filming the expedition has been truly unique.
I have the best driver I possibly could have. Wes is very great at all the maneuvering and everything we're doing. He's got a great eye for the type of shots I'm going to get. I don't even have to really tell him anymore when we're filming, how I want to do it. And it's been a complete learning experience. We're really pioneering a way of filming, I guess, much less the expedition in itself. And we're getting gold. I mean, it's unbelievable what we've captured on film.
Mazzella is filming for what will eventually be a 10-part TV series with the appropriate name, Dangerous Waters. You can check out the team's progress and their entertaining video blog at seadoadventures.com. Reporting from the Homer Harbor, I'm Aaron Selbig.